Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The DH, Al Bumbrey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, L. Rod Hendricks. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Cuellar. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting second. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting third. The left fielder, Rick Manning. Batting fourth. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The DH, Frank Robinson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Ellis. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Eric Reich. And now, play ball. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair bunts towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Singleton moves to second. One out. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Singleton moves to third. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bumbrey. The throw from Ellis and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Singleton scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Orioles. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Duffy. The throw from Hendricks and he is out, Bellinger applying the tag. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards first. May juggles the ball. That's an error on May. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Manning. Grich reaches second base with a double. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Grich moves to third. One out. L. Rod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks hits a fly ball into left field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gritch tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Orioles. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Orioles. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Orioles, 2, Indians, 2. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes strikes out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-0 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bumbrey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Manning. Baylor reaches second base with a double. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gritch hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 2. the Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendrick hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 1 in the game. Spikes hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hendricks hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Orioles. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bellinger takes first base on ball 4. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Singleton hits a fly ball towards right. Spikes catches it and throws to first to double up Bellinger. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ellis takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 2 in the game. Kuiper hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bumbrey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 2 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 2 in the game. Hendrick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Singleton. Hendrick reaches second base with a double. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cuellar fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-2 in the game. Spikes hits a pop-up towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Grich is called out on strikes. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Manning. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Hendricks hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Spikes. Hendricks reaches second base with a double. Robinson scores. It's 4-2, Orioles. Fred Bean now pitching. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bellinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hendricks moves to third. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bellinger. The throw from Ellis and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Hendricks scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Orioles. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Singleton for the out. Bellinger moves to third. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-2 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ellis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Blair. Ellis reaches second base with a double. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-3 in the game. Kuiper hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with Bean covering, for the out. One out. LeMay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Baylor hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 3 in the game. Manning hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hendrick hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Orioles. Doyle Alexander now pitching. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave LaRoche now pitching. Dave Duncan pinch hits for Elrod Hendricks. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan strikes out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bellinger is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Duncan now catching. John Lowenstein pinch hits for Charlie Spikes. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a line drive towards the mound. Alexander reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble pinch hits for Buddy Bell. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with Alexander covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.